أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome back to another installment of 110 Lessons for Life from the teachings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. Today in our discussion and in the review of the beautiful words of wisdom of the Commander of the Faithful, we want to look at the topic of the taste of true faith, of Iman. Now, before we begin again and review the hadith, the tradition for today, we have to understand and appreciate the fact that the topic is the taste of true faith. And sometimes people may ask, well, can you actually taste what faith is? Can you taste religion? Obviously, religion is not a food that we consume. It's not something that we drink. It's a way of life. It's a code of conduct. It's beliefs. It's so many things in terms of the understanding of God and all of the aspects that relate to it. So is it appropriate to say the taste of true faith? Well, obviously at one level as human beings, we tend to use the sense, the perception of taste to explain many things, to speak about things of great importance and of value and of worth. So for example, when somebody talks about victory, sometimes you'll hear the saying that, you know, that victory is sweet. Or we're told that, you know, they're so close to winning that sporting event that they could almost taste the victory of the game. So we see that taste is used as a metaphor for a full body experience. You know, we don't relate ourselves and victories and this full body experience to smell or hearing or even touching. It's of the taste buds. And so yes, when we say that how to taste true faith, what we basically mean, and we look at the tradition, is that we are able to fully experience and enjoy true faith, true conviction in God and in religion. Such a conviction that it basically permeates our entire body and our entire presence gets to enjoy this love of God and the following of religion. With that said, let's look at the hadith for today, the tradition for today, and then come back and analyze the statements the Commander of the Faithful has to say in this regards. He says the following, an individual will never taste true faith until he has three characteristics, a deep understanding of religion, perseverance in the face of sorrows, and moderation in spending. The very first thing that the Commander of the Faithful tells us that is required to taste true faith is to have a deep understanding of religion. Now, obviously, this is a vast topic in and of itself. What does it mean to have a deep understanding of religion? But in summary, what we can say is that those individuals who have a very basic, a very rudimentary knowledge of their faith that they follow, namely Islam, if they don't have a deep perception and understanding of the jurisprudence, the rules that we follow on a day-to-day basis, and not only the rules of what we have to do, but why we perform these actions, when a believer doesn't have a deep understanding and awareness of God, of Allah within their lives, they don't have a deep rooted knowledge of theology, of the basic roots of the religion, of the branches of the religion, of the entire faith on a whole. When a person doesn't have that deep understanding, then truly they will not be able to actually experience the beauty and love of the religion of Islam. Right? And so what we have to appreciate at the first level, as the Commander of the Faithful tells us, is that we need to develop a deep understanding of religion, of Islam. We cannot be suffice ourselves with a very superficial elementary school knowledge of the religion. We need to delve into Islam as much as we can, into the various sciences, to better appreciate the nuances of this religion. And through that, we will be able to actually taste what true faith means. And we will actually be able to, our whole presence will be able to benefit from this beautiful religion. Number two is to have perseverance in the face of sorrow, in the face of tragedy, grief that comes upon us, problems that plague us, examinations that we may go through in life. Without a person having that perseverance, that fortitude, that ability to deal with challenges in their lives, they will never be able to taste the true meaning of faith. Obviously, we realize that examinations are a part of our lives. This is why God has created us at one level. This is why we go through life, is to go through examinations to test our faith. It's easy to be a believer when times are good, when we have, you know, a good income, when our family and we are healthy, when we are enjoying all of the benefits. But the real test of life comes When we are faced with difficulties, we lose our job, we have an accident, we lose a loved one, something, you know, catastrophic happens in our lives, then are we willing to hold on to the faith, to keep faith in God? So point number two is that we have to have that patience, perseverance, that fortitude in the face of the difficulties that may come upon us, because they are there for a reason, and they are there to ultimately make us stronger individuals. The third point that the Commander of the Faithful mentions, which is the third requirement for us to be able to taste faith, to enjoy religion, to enjoy being the servants of God, is to be moderate in our spending. Now, what a strange thing, maybe we're thinking, for the Commander of the Faithful to talk about. You know, why would he mention moderation in our spending as being one of the criterion for feeling and tasting true faith within ourselves? And we realize that when we are not moderate, when we go to extravagance, or we become extremely miserly, going to either end of the spectrum, which is something Islam has never condoned in every aspect of life. But when it comes to spending, we can neither be so miserly as to not give to charity, not to spend on our family, not to spend on ourselves, nor should it be at the other extreme of giving everything away, spending everything, going on massive shopping sprees, buying the most expensive things. The Commander of the Faithful says to have moderation in our spending, and then we will be able to experience true faith. Because really, if we are to waste all of our money, then we're left with a problem, because we get our credit card bills at the end of the month, we look at our statements from the bank, and we realize that we are in a, you know, in a dire straits. And that means extra work, extra overtime, worrying and stress about how we'll pay the bills. And how can you focus on God and enjoy religion when you're worried about how you're going to pay your mortgage or your credit card bill or, you know, any of the expenses? And on the other end, when we become too cheap, when we don't think about others, we don't help and spend on others, we just keep it all to ourselves. Also, we will not taste true faith, because now we're not working to help other people. This money that we have is not only ours to spend and enjoy. Let's enjoy our lives, help our families, you know, lead a good life. But at the same time, this money should be used to care for others, the orphans, the widows, the needy in our own community, the needy in our own family. Look home first and then work outside. Think about your own family members, your parents, your siblings, people who can't make ends meet. And if we are able to spend but be moderate to control it, then we will see that with these other characteristics that the Commander has spoken about, that we will be able to experience the taste of true faith within our lives. So to conclude, as the Commander of the Faithful has mentioned, that the keys for you and I to taste true faith and to enjoy Islam, to be people who love this religion, it falls in these three categories. To truly understand our religion, not just inherit it, but understand it inside out. Number two is to deal with difficulties when they come upon us. And number three is to be moderate in our spending, but in all aspects of our lives. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.